Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast, and I have with me today Brian Bearden. I asked Brian to be on the show because he has an expertise in an area that's really important for people interested in marketing an independent legal nurse consulting business, or nurses who work in law firms who have websites as part of their effort to reach their target market. Looking at website strategy is an essential part of spreading the word about services. Brian Bearden gets inspired by seeing business owners set goals and then achieve those goals, and he looks forward to being part of that process. He likes to help businesses get to the next level. In my interactions with Brian through our mutual coaching program, I've seen him go out of his way to help people and brainstorm and look for the specific approach that will help a business owner reach the person that he or she is trying to reach. Brian has a company called Upstream Marketing, which he started 15 years ago to help businesses harness the true power of online marketing. And Brian understands the world of small business owners. He gained that knowledge of what the front line looks like. But before getting involved in small businesses, Brian worked in multiple Fortune 500 companies, including Kinko's, Burger King, Quick Work, which is owned by Pillsbury. He's been in various positions, including regional marketing director, regional sales director, local store marketing director, and many others. And all of that experience, like 20 years, has given Brian a unique perspective on marketing and sales strategies. Many of the tools that he developed in those particular industries have the principles that are appropriate for legal nurse consulting and legal nurse consultants for marketing their small size business. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
I've talked with Brian before doing this podcast about the legal nurse consulting world and explained to him some of the challenges that are involved in this particular aspect of small business. One of them is that there are thousands of nurses who've gone through courses to become legal nurse consultants. Then when they finish that course, they prepare marketing materials that use the same language. Their marketing materials and letters and websites all sound the same. Brian, how can a legal nurse consultant differentiate herself or himself from others?
Well, in today's market, you almost have to differentiate yourself to survive. You know, I run an online marketing company. I'm located in Houston, Texas, which is the fourth largest city in America, and I probably have thousands of competitors. You know, anybody who supposedly, I always say who's my competition is the CEO's son, relative, somebody who took an online training course, somebody who decided to open up a WordPress book and read it. And so I have to really differentiate myself. And so, you know, looking at the legal nurse consulting industry, you know, you just can't be exactly the same as everybody else. You have to look at yourself and say, okay, you know, is there a particular niche? And I'm really big on niche. I mean, Upstream Marketing, my name, came from the fact that I'm in Houston, Texas, and there wasn't anybody who does what I do in online marketing who was focusing on the oil and gas sector. And the oil and gas sector is a huge sector in the Houston economy. And so I decided, well, if I really wanted to separate myself from being everybody else's web designer, I could go after that market. And that's where the Upstream name came from. And now the Upstream Marketing name is pretty well known, but also known in the business-to-business as well as business-to-consumer market. And so, you know, if you look at a niche, I mean, if you look at the people who work possibly for personal injury attorneys, or they look at, you know, insurance companies, law firms, government agencies, you know, if there's a particular industry that you want to focus in on, why not learn that industry? Why not become an expert in that industry? You know, take a look at where you are, you know, where you're happy with. I mean, if you like working with a certain type of client, why not try to find those clients? Because every single time you wake up in the morning, you'll be excited to go to work. And as a solo entrepreneur, as an entrepreneur, you know, you could hire somebody to do the sales, but I would say most likely most of the people that you're talking to are going to be the person who's actually going to try to pick up the phone and make calls as well. And so I would find an industry that you're happy with and that you kind of know. And then once you know them, then you become an expert in that industry, and you kind of separate yourself from just being like everybody else.
It's interesting that you mention hiring a person to do marketing and sales, because that's just a solution that I tried on a couple of different occasions to encourage somebody in my company to act in that role. And it was always a challenge, because the people who love to do medical record reviews and are employees are not necessarily the same people who like to go out and make sales calls. And the attorney, I tried a retired attorney one time to act as a marketing person for me, spoke to actually a couple of retired attorneys, and neither one of them was particularly interested in the role or developing it or understanding how to do it. It seemed to me, in exploring this with some other small business owners, that you really have to have technical expertise as well as marketing skill and that mindset, that bent, to enjoy the sales conversation, because not everybody does.
I totally agree. I always say nobody sells like me, you know, because there's that passion that I have when I talk about online marketing, and the fact that I can, you know, I can go back 15 years from my experience and pull from that. You're right. You know, everybody says, oh, I don't want to make cold calls, I don't want to get into the sales process, but if you can communicate as to what you do, you know, and I don't know, you know, and, you know, when someone says, what's a legal nurse consultant, the question is, does everybody know what a legal nurse consultant does? And then when you answer that question, how can you differentiate yourself a little bit? And the sales process, you know, it starts with as easy as making what I call high calls. You know, have you ever picked up the phone and called somebody and said, hi, I just wanted to see how you were doing? And not try to sell them something. And you could talk about, I mean, if you're located on the East Coast and you know that people are affected by Hurricane Matthew, you could just call up and say, hey, I was just concerned about you, just wanted to see how you were doing. And not try to say, oh, by the way, with all the stuff that you got going on with Hurricane Matthew, do you happen to need a legal nurse consultant? That's not the call. The call is just to find out how people are doing. And I do high text. I mean, I might text somebody and just say, hey, I was thinking about you. I'm at a restaurant that we used to attend together. I just wanted to see how you were doing. And then all of a sudden you start, you know, basically breaking the ice a little bit different than, you know, nobody wants to be sold, but they want to buy. And so all you're trying to do is make a relationship with somebody. And then from that, you can start talking about a little bit more about what you do. And as a legal nurse consultant, you want to try to say, and I do such and such for the people that I work with. And just really try to differentiate yourself.
I think that's a real key point that you made, Brian, is to look at this as a conversation and a relationship rather than a feeling of needing to be a high-pressure salesperson. You know, there are so many adjectives that people attach to salesperson, and I hope nobody who's listening is a used car salesman or married to a used car salesman, but that's one of the terms that people use, or they used sleazy salesperson, which immediately makes everyone get on the defensive in hearing marketing and sales in that context.
Yeah, you know, it's totally a conversation. I mean, perfect example is I'm reading Sunday's paper, and there was an article that I thought one of my clients might be interested in, so I just took a picture of it, sent it to him, and said, hey, I was reading Sunday's paper, don't know if you still get the paper, and I thought this might be an opportunity for you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, and he actually texted me back and he said, wow, that's awesome. I have the paper sitting on my lawn, and I never read it, but I'll definitely read it for that opportunity. And it wasn't anything like, oh, by the way, we can help you market to that opportunity. It was, hey, I was thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people like to be thought about and say, hey, I was thinking about you, or I was thinking about your business on a Sunday, and, you know, and here's some opportunity for you. And when I read the paper, I have a notebook next to me, and I just write down opportunities. And I have clients that I've been in business for 15 years, and I have clients who have been with me 12 years. And if I decided to come out with a new product and called them, they would probably buy it from me.
Mm-hmm.
There's that trust.
Mm-hmm.
And they get called. They get called by a lot of other web developers and a lot of other online marketers, and I can hear them say, no, I'm sorry, I use Brian, and I'm very happy with Brian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the relationship that you want, because I would guarantee you that, you know, if one of your legal nurse consultants is working for a personal injury attorney, I guarantee you they're probably getting called by other legal nurse consultants trying to get that business. And all you want to do is keep the business with a relationship that's not based on just trying to sell them every time you talk to them.
Yes, that's crucial. Another point that I wanted to explore with you, Brian, is that many legal nurse consultants use marketing language that is geared to medical malpractice attorneys, which is a quite small niche within the world of attorneys. The legal nurse consultants explain how they can screen cases for merit or research the standard of care. Those are terms that are really specific to medical malpractice attorneys. But when that language is in marketing materials or on websites, it doesn't speak to the attorney who does not handle medical malpractice cases. In fact, I've had attorneys come up to me when I've exhibited who've looked at my booth and said, oh, you're a legal nurse consultant. That means that you only do medical malpractice cases. I don't handle those. And then I have to pivot and say, but these are the things that we can do to help you with other types of cases. So could you comment on making your message match the people that you're trying to reach?
Most definitely, because, you know, like, for instance, if you're going to have a website and you're going to talk about medical malpractice, I would have a medical malpractice page. I would, you know, when people come into the homepage of your website, it's basically a door. And then you kind of look at it and say, okay, I want to take these people into a certain direction. And if I was a medical malpractice attorney and I got on the site, take me over to the medical malpractice page and then speak my language. I kind of call it mimic the market, which is basically listen to your market. And then if your medical malpractice attorneys are specifically wanting something, don't paraphrase it. Tell them exactly what you can offer them by listening to them. And so when you hit the website, you go directly over to the medical malpractice. Now, if I was possibly a personal injury attorney, or if I was a long-term care litigation or elder law, and those were the industries I wanted to focus in on, take those people to another section of your site. Your site doesn't have to be just one or two service pages. You could very easily, you know, let's say, for instance, there was three industries that you wanted to work with, or you found out, you know, workers' compensation attorneys were important. Build a page specifically for them, then take them over to that page, and then on that page, give them maybe a small little form that says, hey, all we need is your name, email address, and your phone number, and we'll contact you for more of a personal phone call, or here's our phone number. Because when somebody comes onto that particular page, and let's say I'm a personal injury attorney, and I'm on your website, and I'm on that particular page, and you're addressing pretty much everything that I need, why have them go anywhere else? I mean, there should be a clear call to action on every page, so that if I'm, whether I'm in medical malpractice or I'm in personal injury or I'm in toxic torts, whatever those specific industries are, give them specifically what they want written in their language. And sometimes, you know, I do a lot with engineering, being in oil and gas, and half the time I don't know what they're talking about. I have to Google the abbreviations just so I'm familiar with it. But if they want a page built like that, I'm definitely going to build the page because they know their audience better than I do. And something that I would say that, if they're not familiar, let's say they're not familiar with a workers' compensation attorney, I would just, you know, I would call one up and say, I was wondering if you could help me. And they'll say, how can I help you? And you go, I'm a legal nurse consultant, and I have a lot of experience, but, you know, I'm very interested in the workers' compensation or the toxic tort legal entity and see how we could help you, and then listen to them. And listen to them explain exactly how they would use somebody like you or how they would need somebody like you. And from that, then you could take that information and turn it into either a marketing brochure, a piece on your website, or even how you introduce yourself when you meet another toxic tort attorney. Because one of the things that I do is I have what I call niche call days, and I'll call a particular industry in the morning and start making those calls. And I can guarantee you, if I talk to people, let's say, I'm going after construction, and I talk to a construction person about their online marketing, and they say, well, you know, we really need to look at the fact that people look at our projects page, and that's where they go. The next time I talk to somebody in that industry, I'm going to say, well, you know, I talk to other people in the industry, and one of the most important things they say is the projects page. And they go, yes, you know, the projects page is important, but we also have a page that lets our subcontractors get on and find out what work we're doing so we don't have to worry about sending them stuff. And I go, so by the time you make the fourth or fifth call in that same industry, you're now an industry expert, because everybody that you talked to previously is giving you information that you can use on the next call. So instead of sitting down here and saying, well, I need to call a medical malpractice attorney, and then I need to call a personal injury attorney, and then I need to talk to somebody in long-term care, by the time you make the fifth or sixth call, your mind's just totally gone. And that's why I call it niche days, and I will focus on a niche and pick a niche and learn that niche and call that niche and talk to people. And then if that niche becomes something that I really want to focus on, I build a page for that on my website.
We've talked about services that Legal Nurse Consultants list on their website, but talk to us a little bit about the pain points, the things that our clients are particularly concerned about, and why we should address those in marketing materials.
People, it's kind of like the old saying that, why am I buying a drill? Because I need a hole. Really, basically, I need a hole in a piece of wood, or I need a hole in something. And so whatever it is that I have a need to put a hole in a piece of wood. And so what's the product that's going to help me put the hole in the wood? And that's a drill. And then the question is, okay, what's the advantages of drill and all that? And so you have to look at what their particular need is. You know, if they're a personal injury attorney, they're probably going to have a little bit different need than a regulatory compliance attorney. And so that particular need needs to address what they want, because that's their buying signal. That's the thing that says, I really need to fill this. You know, I need to have somebody come in here and help me with this particular need. And from that need, then I can go from, you know, to the next, I need this need. And so when you address that, when they're on the site, and they might not even have that need right now, but they're like sitting there and reading the information or skimming the information, and they're going, wow, this person really knows who I am. And you know, in 2016, there's two words that really you want to address with your website. When people come to your website, you want them to feel confident that you are the one that can help them with whatever need it is. And then you want them to feel comfortable in taking the next step, which is either picking up the phone or filling out a brief email or filling out a brief form to get you to call them back. So if you can make people feel confident in who you are, that you can address their needs, and comfortable making that next step, and that next step is predetermined by the way the website's designed. Your phone number is very relevant and clear. If your email address is there, or if you have a small form on the site that says, please contact us for a free analysis or a free phone call, you know, if you can make them feel confident that you're the one and comfortable in that call to action, then they'll take it. And they'll take it almost subconsciously. They'll get on the site and they'll say, this person knows exactly what my needs are. And then they'll pick up the phone and call you, and they'll say, I was on your website, and I saw that you do work with personal injury attorneys, and I just felt very comfortable that I could call you and you would know exactly what I need. And then you go, yes, I do. I can help you with that. And then if they say something like, can you help us with X, and X is not on the website, it should be easy for you to get in and make the update, so the next time somebody gets on your website, that whatever that need is on your site.
And that's a really good argument for being in control of your website and not have that control in somebody who's going to charge you for every single word that has to be added to the website.
Oh, most definitely. Most websites now have a pretty easy content management system, which is in the back end of the site, so that you can easily get in there and and change the text, and a lot of it's almost like using Word, Microsoft Word, so it should be very easy, but you should have control over your site. Because the thing is, your site should be ever-evolving. You know, if all of a sudden you decide that, hey, I want to get into employment discrimination work, and there's not a section on your website for that, you should be able to go in and add it. Or if you're talking to one of your niches and one of the medical malpractice attorneys says, I need this particular service, and you should be able in minutes to go on your website, put a bullet, and add that particular service that they're looking for, so the next time a medical malpractice person comes to your site, they see that you offer that service. And that's pretty much one of the most important tools of a website now is how easy is it to keep updated.
Mm-hmm. I know that you have been successful in identifying different niches so that you can find business where other people who offer the same services that you do are not marketing. You've talked about making those niche calls, but is there another process as well that you use to reach out to a new niche?
Perfect question. Yeah, I use a lot of out-of-the-box ideas. And so, you know, being in the web design business, if I went to a Chamber of Commerce meeting or something like that, I would probably see another five or six website design people, and being in the industry as long as I am, I'm probably a lot more expensive than most of those people there. And so I started looking at, you know, how can I market myself totally different than other online marketing people? And what I looked at was, that's where I really got into niches. And with niches, you're looking at, the first thing I look at is, does that particular target market have an association? So let's say, for instance, like I've done some websites for the transportation industry. And so I thought, okay, let me take a look and see if there's any transportation industries in Houston. And sure enough, I found three of them. And so then I went to the website and I checked out exactly what it would cost to attend the event. And then I took a look at who was members of it, if I could. And then I thought, okay, I'll take the risk of, say, $35 out of lunch. And so I went to one of them and I just introduced myself and said, I run a website design company and I specialize in the transportation industry. And they go, oh, who have you done? Now, if I've never done anybody, I wouldn't say that I was an expert in the field, but I've done a couple people. And so I said, well, I did X number of companies and these are the company names. And they were like, oh, we know those people. And I said, sure. So I'm here to kind of learn more about the industry. Again, we're doing is making a conversation. We're not trying to sell everybody with, hey, here's my business card. I do websites. I run a website design company. I've done some work in the transportation industry, and now I'm looking at learning more about the transportation industry. And so, again, when I was there was probably about 70 people there attending the lunch, and guess how many website design professionals there were? None.
Mm-hmm.
How many online marketers? None. How many opportunities to speak with people about online marketing and web design? A lot, because I'm not competing with anybody else. And so at the table, when we introduced ourselves, I just said, you know, I'm Brian Bearden with Upstream Marketing. I run an online marketing company, and I've done some work in the transportation industry, and I'm just interested in learning more about your business and how my website can help the transportation industry. And everybody was like, help? Oh, my goodness, yes. And then they were like, well, we're not the ones who actually would be dealing with that because we're not marketing, but we can give you the – so the people that I meet might not be in marketing, but they're very helpful. And so what they'll do is they'll say something like, well, you know, that's not my department, but I would definitely give your card, or I can, or here's the name of the person that you would talk to. And that's exactly what you want to do. And plus, you want to listen to the speaker. And a lot of times I'll pick the niches or the target markets that I want to go to based on the speaker. Because if the speaker at the event is going to be very informative of the industry, then I want to go. And there are sometimes I'll show up and they're like, what? And I go, yeah, I run a, and you could kind of switch it around. I go, I run an industrial marketing company that works with industrial clients, and I just want to know a little bit more about the bulk process handling division of such and such. And they're like, oh, okay. You know, and so you're not conning them. All you're trying to do is get them to help you by educating them, and they feel great because then there's somebody there who they can educate about their specific niche or their particular target market. And I can tell you it's been extremely successful for me.
I know that when people talk with you and they show interest in your services, they do to you what attorneys do to legal nurse consultants, which is sometimes the first question is, what is this going to cost me? What suggestions do you have about how to respond to that?
when somebody calls me and says, how much is a website, I never give them a price. And if they want a price and that's the only thing they want, then I just say, I'm sorry, you may have called the wrong website development company. Because I want to know a little bit more about them before I even offer the price, and whether a legal nurse consultant charges by the hour or by the project or something like that. You never want to discuss, the first thing out of your mouth should not be the price. You want to try to build a relationship first. And so if somebody says, how much is a website? I go, well, I offer custom design, so I really don't have a package price. Can we talk a little bit more about your business and see exactly what we can do to find something to help you with? And then I want to know a little bit about it. And then if they stop, they'll say something like, well, we're in such and such a business. And I go, great. So you sell this transfer chair. How much is the transfer chair? And they're like, well, it's $797. And I'm like, great. And so, and then I know from my past experience dealing with products, I go, so you sell to the retail market as well as to, like, businesses? I mean, if this is a transfer chair, do you sell to personal home use as well as to, as well as to doctor's offices? And they're like, yeah. And I go, great. So at $797, I mean, if we were to talk about a website, how many of these things would you like to sell? And then when they say something like, we want to sell a lot, and you go, great. So if we were to sell 10 of them at $797, that's $7,000. If I said I could build your website for $7,000, it would sell at least more than 10. And they're like, oh, no, we weren't going to spend that much. And I go, well, hold on a minute. Let's talk about exactly, how many of these things you want to sell and how we can do it. And so then we start talking about it. And before long, they're almost like your friend, and they're like, yes, you can help me, and here's my budget. And so their budget was a whole lot more than if you were to just automatically say the website would be X amount. And so if someone were to call and say, well, how much are your services, I would say something like, well, can we talk about exactly, the type of firm that you are? Well, I'm a medical malpractice attorney. Great. I've worked with other medical malpractice attorneys. What type of case or what type of services do you need? And then you start talking to them and you can start looking at it. And then again, here comes those two words. Are you going to be confident in who I am and be comfortable in taking the next step, which is, why don't we get together and talk about it more? And so the one thing I learned years ago is don't chase business. No matter how, desperate you are to make a sale, don't chase business, because it comes across that way on the phone, and then people can take advantage of, well, you need this sale, so I'll do this for you. And it's like, no, I don't need the sale, because I'm an expert in my field and you need me. And you don't come off cocky or anything like that. You come off as an expert, and they're calling you because you are the expert, and they should pay the expert fees. And because you differentiated yourself by the conversation and by asking questions, you're no longer like the 40 other nurse consultants, that they called, legal nurse consultants. They called you. And if they called you, there's a reason why they called you. And I don't know if it's because they found their website, or they got a referral, or they heard about you from somebody else that they worked with, but they're calling you, and that's a captive audience, and you want to keep that audience. And the last thing you want to do is sell them on price.
I really appreciate those points, because they're important ones for legal nurse consultants. There are a lot of attorneys that do ask about price the minute that they pick up the phone, and how it's often manifested is, I've got a pile of medical records sitting in front of me, the attorney says. How much is it going to cost for you to go through them? And at times I've wanted to say, but never have, well, let's see, if this was a camera phone and I could look at the medical records, I didn't need to know, how are they organized? Are they not organized? How are they handwritten? Are they typed? How many inches of you do you have? What type of services do you need? It's almost an impossible question, just like the question that attorneys or that prospects ask you, how much is the website going to cost? So it starts the dialogue, is what you're saying. It's rather than an ending of a conversation.
Most definitely, yeah. I would say you're exactly right on that, because, people will go, I need a website. And the first question I'm like is, okay, what do you do? And it's like, well, how many pages do you need? And they're like, we need five. And I go, okay, five. Home, about, contact, I've already taken three of them. you put your services in two pages, and they go, oh, no, we need this. And then after talking to them, they need a blog. And I'm like, okay, well, they didn't initially come out and say they needed a blog.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say, you know, I can't estimate the stack of files that you have. And then I just start moving into, is there a way that we could get together? And one of the approaches that I use is everybody says, can we get together for 15 or 20 minutes? Try this and say, you know, can we get together next Tuesday? And I'm estimating this might take 12 minutes or might take 22 minutes or 24 minutes. And then they're like, 24 minutes? A little bit less than 30 minutes. That's more than 20 minutes. Sure, why not? And so you're not that typical, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, which we get every single time we try to get a reservation at a restaurant, and they're telling us 10 or 15 minutes, and you're like, it's not going to be 10 or 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to say something like, hey, let's meet, and it's only going to be probably, I would estimate, probably about 18 minutes of your time. And for attorneys who bill by the hour or by the minute, if you said something like that, they'd probably be like, okay, that's fine. And then you get in there, and you'll never be at 18 minutes. Now, you want to be totally authentic. When it's 18 minutes or up, you say, you know, when we initially talked, I said that I would talk with you for 18 minutes, but okay if we continue, and then you got them, because they'll say, yes, it's okay if we continue.
Mm-hmm.
Just unique approaches, again, to be different.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about what Legal Nurse Consultant should be listening for when an attorney contacts her or him. I know we've talked about that question of price, but the language that the attorney uses is really important. And could you comment on that?
Yeah, I would, you know, I keep notepads by me, you know, by every time I take a call, so that if they're talking about something, you know, a lot of times they might be talking about something that I don't know. And I could just write down and say, look, I'll be honest with you. You know, I've done websites for this particular industry, but I'm not familiar with that exact term. And what I'd like to do is a little more research on it. Or could you help me and kind of give me a little bit more explanation about exactly what you were looking for in that? Because they'll talk about something that's related to them, and they'll use their jargon. And sometimes we don't know what their jargon is. And so I said, can I stop you for a minute and just ask you something? I'm familiar with your industry. I've done websites in your industry before. Or you could say, you know, I've worked with other medical malpractice attorneys before, but something that you're asking about, I just need a little bit more clarification on. And then whatever they say, write down. And then you look for those particular terms and you go, well, thank you. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, they can say something like, you know, and you're just looking for those particular terms that are in that related industry, and then you can also feed back and say, well, you know, I work with other attorneys, and this is something. I mean, because when you talk specifically their language, all of a sudden you become an authority. And I did this last week where I met with, you know, in my business, commercial drones are now a pretty hot item. And all I mentioned was, oh, so you do commercial drone services? And they were like, yes. And I go, so do you do flare stack inspections? Now, if you're not in the oil and gas industry, you would have no earthly idea what a flare stack inspection is. But if you're in the drone industry, that is a hot topic right now. And the guy goes, yes, that's actually one of the best markets. I go, well, how come it's not on your website? And then all of a sudden the conversation became, oh, so you know the drone industry? And I go, no, I know the oil and gas industry, and I know how drones are used in the oil and gas industry. They talked to three other companies, and not one person actually knew their industry. And so what they thought was, why waste the time educating somebody else? Let's just go with this guy who knows our industry. And so I booked the project. And so, you know, for your legal nurse consultants, all they'd have to do is listen to the people they talk to that are in that particular industry or that particular target market, and then repeat back exactly what they've done for other people in that market. And then they can basically feel like they're the authority. And I think that's what people want.
I have a couple more questions for you, Brian. I've got in my hands a copy of your new book. Can you tell our listeners the title and where they can get it?
Sure. I wrote 52 Tips to Turn Your Website into a Sales Machine. 52 Tips to Turn Your Website into a Sales Machine is available on Amazon and Kindle. It will be on Amazon print very soon. And you can go to one of my websites to buy a copy signed by me.
And your websites, tell us how our listeners can find them and learn more about what you offer.
My company website is upstreammarketing.net, and that's with two M's. It's just upstreammarketing.net, and then I have Brian Bearden, My last name is pretty easy to remember. It's like a bear lives in a den. It's B-E-A-R-D-E-N. And first name is Brian with an I. So it's brianbearden.com. And that goes directly to me, and they can purchase a signed autographed copy of my book, or they can go to Amazon Kindle and download it very easily.
Well, thank you, Brian, so much for sharing your expertise. I really am applauding you for the creative ways in particular that you reach your niche, and I think it will stimulate ideas in our listeners about how they can reach the people who are in a position to purchase their services.
Thank you. Think out of the box, build confidence, and don't sell every day. Make some high calls, make some connections, and it'll be a pleasant experience every day you wake up.
Thank you, Brian. This has been Legal Nurse Podcast with Brian Bearden. Thank you for paying attention, listening, and absorbing the information from Brian this afternoon. We look forward to having you listen to our next show. Tune in next week, and we'll be sharing more tips about Legal Nurse Consulting with you. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.